Talks on a power-sharing administration to replace the Taliban in Afghanistan opened today near Bonn, Germany. Represented at the talks are three Afghan exile groups, plus the Northern Alliance, whose forces now control most of Afghanistan. Germany's foreign minister, Joschka Fischer, urged the four delegations to negotiate what he termed a historic compromise that will bring a permanent peace to Afghanistan. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli is at the conference. Describe the scene there today.
Well, the conference is taking place in the Petersburg Hotel on top of a hilltop overlooking the Rhine River. The participants were seated around a very large round table to guarantee that no one had the upper hand. There are 28 Afghans in four delegations. The main group, the Northern Alliance, with 11 delegates, another 11 sent by the ex-king of Afghanistan, and another two groups of three delegates each representing other Afghan exiles. Now, after the opening ceremony, they moved into a closed-door plenary session and then broke up into four separate working groups. This is where the hard work will take place. The two UN special envoys for Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi and his deputy Francesc Vendrell, will carry out room-to-room shuttle diplomacy to try to reach a consensus for a transitional government.
And is that likely?
Well, according to their opening statements, the Afghan leaders appeared willing to compromise. Yunis Kanuni, who's the head of the Northern Alliance delegation, and he's also the interior minister of the de facto rulers in Kabul, he said his delegation has come to Bonn with the will to share power. He said what's needed is a reasonable, broad-based system that will assure the rights of all the Afghan people, regardless of ethnicity. Now, this is an important statement because the Northern Alliance political chief, Burhanuddin Rabbani, has been sending much tougher signals from Kabul, saying the Bonn meeting would be only symbolic and that all key decisions have to be taken in Afghanistan. Now, whatever the seating arrangement here in Bonn, the participants are clearly not on an equal footing. The Northern Alliance is the only one coming directly from Afghanistan and is in control of territory. The other delegations represent exiles, people who have been far away from the country for many years. So the success of the Bonn conference depends primarily on the willingness of the Northern Alliance to make a power-sharing deal. And another problem is that not all Afghans feel represented by the delegates here in Bonn. With the evolving military situation, new warlords are emerging every day, and they're already seizing power at the local level.
What else is on the agenda?
Well, the other main issue besides creating a provisional council is security. The international community is stressing that it wants to help Afghanistan rebuild and bring in humanitarian aid, but diplomats say this can't be done without security guarantees. The UN proposes a multinational force with a UN mandate, perhaps led by a Muslim country like Turkey, but the Northern Alliance is balking at the idea. But the international community hopes the lure of perhaps as much as $10 billion in reconstruction aid will induce them to reach a compromise.
So you've got the four delegations, you've got the UN. Who else is there?
Well, on the sidelines, there are many diplomats from the neighboring countries, particularly Pakistan, Iran, and Russia. These are the countries that have sponsored many different armed factions and helped fuel two decades of civil war in Afghanistan. They won't be able to take part in the actual negotiations, but they're on the sidelines, and they can talk to the delegates. So there's a lot of concern that they'll want to continue to exert their influence over the internal affairs of Afghanistan, and foreign interference, in fact, has been the curse of Afghan history.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli at Afghan Peace Talks near Bonn, Germany.